Track 1.79. Read and listen to the texts. What is the aim of molecular assemblers? In 100-year time.
Science is a field that is unstoppable, and who knows what advancements will surround our daily activities in 100 years' time. Making accurate predictions about scientific and technological developments is not an easy task. However, current researchers give us some hints about what the tech people will present us in a few decades. Here are some.
Mind uploading.
Think about all the great minds that contributed to the development of humanity with their intelligence, like Leonardo da Vinci, who was not only an artist, but also an engineer, doctor, inventor, architect, and many more. It is a shame that such great geniuses left this world at early ages due to many factors, such as illnesses. When they passed away, their knowledge, ideas, and experiences were buried with them. Mind uploading offers humanity a chance to make use of these brains almost for eternity. Terrifying? Well, a little bit. How the system works makes perfect sense in theory. The biological brain will be copied meticulously by capturing every cognitive detail down to the molecular level, including all memories and even personality traits. This way, the deceased person will technically still be around in a virtual body with a functioning mind. However, the ethical question is whether it will be possible to transfer brain information to create a conscious person or not. Because it is not clear if scientists can replicate conscious self-awareness in digital form. The biggest fear is that this study might fail if all they can create is a zombie-like version of the pre-existing person.
Weather control.
The concept of weather control is not new to our world, as many countries have been doing this for the last 50 years. For example, in 2008, during the Olympics, the state of China fired more than 1,000 rockets up to the sky so that they could trigger rain before the storms reached Beijing. Moreover, there are also attempts to fire laser to the clouds so that people can remove lightning in a controlled manner. However, the aim of the weather engineers is to eliminate all negative outcomes of extreme weather conditions while making use of the energy that they preserve. One of the objectives is to build huge wall-like structures to prevent destructive tornadoes and hurricanes. Making use of their energy is particularly important because even today, a wind farm that has thousands of individual turbines can peak winds up to 148 kilometers per hour and reduce storm surges up to 79%. A more extreme theory is to create a machine to control weather and create an atmosphere that can be programmed. Scientists claim that if such control can be effectively applied, regions that cannot be populated due to severe weather conditions may be arranged to have milder climates so that humans can live there.
Molecular assemblers.
When humanity was first introduced to 3D printers, we were all amazed by what could be done with them. 3D printing technology enables us to produce complex items by laying down layers of materials to create an object. Plus, it uses fewer materials than traditional manufacturing. However, even this amazing development is about to be replaced by something more exciting and innovative. Futurist scientists are currently working on a device called a molecular assembler, which aims to manipulate individual atoms to create a product. Anyone who watched the Star Trek episode where a crew member used a replicator to produce a cup of tea should be familiar with the basic technology behind it. As a matter of fact, molecular assemblers are not new to us, because complex structures like bacteria are already being created with this technology. Nonetheless, the target is to take it one step further. Imagine yourself standing in your kitchen after work in the year of 2060, trying to decide what to cook for your family that night, and you realize there's no steak in the fridge. What we can do today is either go shopping or order it online to be delivered. However, because we will have had a molecular assembler on our kitchen counter by then, we will be able to create it ourselves. It will take the